You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Paige Kleber. She's a 12-year-old Verona middle schooler, and Paige just released an original song last month, Give Up and Cry. After success from her debut album, Blinded, which was released last October, Kleber has had a year of excitement, being named WAMI, Wisconsin Area Music Industry Rising Star of the Year and Best New Artist at the MAMAs, Madison Area Music Association. She is the youngest ever to win both awards, and her original song, Playing Hard to Get, also won her Country Song of the Year for 2025 at the MAM Awards. Tonight, Paige has brought her brand new single and her guitar to play us a few of her throwback songs as well. Paige, welcome back to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hi.
Paige, last summer you played at Woodfest, and you played the Star Spangled Banner in front of, probably 5,000 or 6,000 people. Tell us about that experience. It was so fun watching you play.
That was a very good experience. Shout out to you, Rocker, for introducing me to some folks that you knew there. Yeah, that was a very exciting experience. I'm so glad that I had that opportunity to perform my very own songs and the Star Spangled Banner.
That's right. That was opening up for VO5.
Yeah.
What a memorable experience. Paige, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in music? What's your backstory?
Well, I always kind of knew that I wanted a career somewhere in music. It took me a while to really know that I really wanted to be a singer-songwriter and write songs. But I'm here now. And so I'm a seventh grader. I'm getting to know people in the music industry. It's been a great year for me. It's been a great time in the music industry so far.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
I was about 9 years old, I think. Yeah, it was either 8 or 9 years old when I got my first guitar. I started looking up some YouTube tutorials, and then I kind of found my way from there. I think Girls Rock Camp helped a lot, where I first met Beth Killey, and then that led me to record some of my own music in her home studio, Studio Gusto, which was an amazing experience, which led to the making of Blinded, my first debut album.
Now, what role did your parents have in starting out in music? How did you start kind of playing guitar? What drove you to think about that?
Well, I think my parents definitely played a vital role because they were the ones who bought a guitar for me.
Yeah.
They always kind of inspired me to sing. They were the ones who paid for all of those voice lessons, piano lessons, guitar lessons. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
What's your favorite record in your parents' record collection?
I just got my first record player not too long ago, so I've been just kind of looking through. Yay!
I was probably the age you were when I got my first record player.
Nice. I've also been really into CDs. I go very old school with my CDs.
Well, who's the favorite that's in your parents' collection?
Well, there's many to choose from. I'm going to have to think about that.
All right, we'll move on because, right now, tonight, you have a momager and a dadager. Her name is Rachel. And how important is it to have the support of your parents as you pursue opportunities in the music scene?
They're pretty much my dad has created my entire website.
Yeah. All right.
That's that. He's the reason why I have a website. My mom is probably the reason why I get half of the gigs that I do, because she's the one making connections. And I love them both so much.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom.
That is so resourceful.
Thanks,
you're very lucky in that aspect.
I am.
You just put out a new single, Give Up and Cry, and we have a copy of it right here. Before we listen, because this is going to be the premiere, I think, on Mag Zinc Radio, tell us about this song.
So this song, as you'll probably hear as you listen, it's different from any of the other songs that I have ever released. So We used many different percussion sounds in this song. So you'll hear like a little hand clap in the background. We also used a jump rope and a little toy piano, one that like little babies play.
What inspired you to use these sounds? Well, have you been listening to too many Beatles albums or Frank Zappa or something?
No. So the song kind of derived from the feeling of like loneliness, you know, being left out. So I kind of took that as like everyone has their own hand clap, you know, everyone plays jump rope at recess, but then, you know, like the feeling of being left out from those experiences. Another thing that I want to talk about is the amount of women that were incorporated into this. So Audrey and Stephanie from Audio from the Arts also really helped with the making of this song. My music video, where you can find on YouTube, the director Aubrey Connett at 33 Cent Films, she also really helped with the song, and Jenna Jonas, who played bass and drums on the song.
Excellent. Well, you know what? Let's take a listen. This is the premiere of Paige Kleber's brand new song, Give Up and Cry. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I have a lot to bring to the table, but you shrug it off and say, I don't care. You're too worried about middle school fables. You're too worried about him or that other girl's hair. 'Cause they have friends, so why not me? And no, I'm really friendly if you'd only be just a little kind. I swear I'll be fine. Thought you called me your friend, but I guess it's just another lie. And every day is just another reason why I give up and cry. Give up and cry. Ones who get the job done. Do you really think you're better than the person sitting next to you? Too busy trying to look like everyone. You wear your smile so big when everyone's a deep, deep blue. Oh, oh.
You called me your friend, but I guess it's just
Cleaver, that is brand new. Give Up and Cry. That is a great song, Paige. Where was that recorded?
That was recorded in Audio for the Arts in Madison.
Oh, yes, by Audrey, right?
Yes.
That was really good. And you were talking about the music video. That's for this song?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about the music video, your experience, and whether or not we can find this right now on YouTube.
Yeah, if you watch it... if you watch it, you'll realize you'll see a lot of paint used in this video. And it turns out paint is really bad for your skin. I did not know that. And I don't know because it was filmed a lot during like the in the summer. It was like sun. It was sunny out. I don't know if that was sunburn or if it was paint. But my skin was very, very dry after that. Those filming sessions of that video.
The things you do for film, right? And art.
Right.
Well, that's pretty cool. So can we find that on YouTube right now?
Yes, you can.
And it's called Give Up and Cry?
Yeah.
All right, by Paige Cleaver. And tonight you brought your guitar along. Are you going to play us a song live here?
You bet.
What song are you going to do? And tell us a little bit about it before you play.
So I think Give Up and Cry was kind of the summary of 2025. And this song is called 2025. And I think this was kind of hoping for a good year ahead because I wrote it on New Year's. I was like, yay, it's 2025, everyone. Get excited. It was like 2024 has been a great year. We've all worked so hard. So now I think Give Up and Cry has kind of been the summary of 2025.
All right, let's hear it. 2025, this is Paige Cleaver live right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Whoa, I just really care that you don't care. Cause we made it. It's 2025, yo. I'm gonna bring the party on. I know what you're thinking. It's hard to keep believing, but we're saying whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 oh. Hey, everybody out here.
What was that song called again? Oh, she's away.
That she's song back. Was called 2025.
And how old is that? Has it been released?
No, that song has not been released. I think I wrote that. I think I pretty much wrote that a year ago. I think I wrote that about this time last year.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Paige, you performed in rock musicals, School of Rock, and recently you were the character of Killer Queen in We Will Rock You, based on the music of Queen. Tell us about this experience.
That role was really fun to play.
Yeah, I does she not like music?
No, she hates music because she just wants it to be more in, she just wants to evolve into like futuristic, everybody's the same, there's no diversity in the world. So that was kind of fun to scream at people because she's very angry. She's very angry all the time because nothing's going her way. And I think it's been a rough year for her.
Is that one of the star characters of that play?
It was kind of a supporting
that's a pretty key figure, the villain.
The villain of the show.
Who wrote that? Where does that come from?
Most of the music, all of the music is
Queen, right?
Yeah, Queen. So,
I mean, who wrote the script, I guess, the play?
Where does it come from? I'm not actually sure. I think someone just said, hey, if you align all of these pieces of Queen songs together, they create a storyline.
Wow. It sounds really interesting. There isn't a video of this online, is there?
Yes, there is.
Really? Where can we find it?
I know you can see me singing Another One Bites the Dust on my Instagram page, Paige Kleber.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Paige, you have been donating to mental health resources. Talk about why you're passionate about that cause.
I'm passionate about that cause because I feel like it's important for everyone to understand, you know, because 1 in 5 people struggle with some kind of mental health illness. And I think that that's just really important. So that's why I'm donating all of the proceeds from Give Up and Cry to NAMI and the Trevor Project, which help with mental illnesses by the end of the year.
Well, I guess you have maybe another song for us to play.
You bet I do. On the topic of Christmas music, I thought this item has been on my Christmas list for a very long time. And I figured if I wrote a song about it, maybe that would just remind people about the 12-string guitar on my Christmas list.
Perfect. Let's hear it. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Paige Kleber live right in our studio. As she gets her guitar on and gets prepared for another song here.
I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas. Only a 12-string guitar will do. Don't want a keyboard, no tambourine toy. I want a 12-string guitar to play with and enjoy. I can see a gift on Christmas morning, wrapped with lots of care. A pair of socks, and I opened up the box to see 12-string guitar standing there. I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas. Only a 12-string guitar will do. No xylophones, no 6-string guitars. I only like 12-string guitars, and 12-string guitars like me too. Mom says if we bought it, we would have money to eat, but there's a Black Friday deal at the guitar store down the street. I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas. Only a 12-string guitar will do. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Paige Kleber. And do you have a 12-string guitar?
Not yet.
Well, Christmas is coming right around the corner. Maybe those momagers and dadagers have one for you.
Looking at you guys.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Wink, wink, nudge,
the
nudge,
face
cough,
ain't
cough.
Saying it.
I've been asking.
Paige, tell us about your fans. They're called glue sticks, right?
Yes, they are.
Tell us about your glue stick fans.
So, as you might be wondering from that introduction, why are they called glue sticks?
And I'm wondering.
The answer is quite simple. My last name, Kleber, It rhymes with Justin Bieber. It means in German glue or sticky adhesive, you know, anything adhesive wise.
Right.
So I figured, why not just call my supporters glue sticks? Like they all stick together through all of my musical journeys, and you know, glue sticks.
And you have bracelets, right?
I do have bracelets. I think Jane is wearing one right now.
Yeah,
right?
I finally got mine. They come in all kinds of colors. I got this blue and orange one that matches my sweater really nicely.
You can actually join the official glue sticks fan club on my website, paigekleber.com, where you can get updates on any upcoming shows.
Yeah, I just Googled Kleber glue, and this one that can glue wood, glass, metal, plastic, ceramic, stone, concrete, drywall, and carpet.
So what do you know?
So I guess you're pretty versatile.
I guess I am. I did not know that existed. You learn something new every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Now, I heard you guys were watching the Taylor Swift documentary, the behind the scenes, she was very young when she came out. And I imagine you guys were kind of watching it, you know, gleaning in, looking for tips, finding what was going on. Tell me about your experience. And I think that your mom may rival Taylor Swift's mom here in the local market.
To add on that subject, I have watched it 3 times so far since it came out yesterday.
Yep. 3 times since yesterday?
Yes, while I was eating pancakes on my couch this morning as I was enjoying some good advice from Taylor on all of her behind the scenes on the tour. It's a great show. I think you should watch it. Oh, happy birthday, Taylor. It's her birthday today. Give it out for her.
December 13th.
I had no idea.
1989.
Yeah, I've been hearing so much about Dick Van Dyke, I totally forgot Taylor Swift.
Ouch! Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What did you really like take away from it though? Like what did you think? How did you relate to it yourself, being kind of a young artist and watching her and knowing she started somewhere around your age as well?
Well, I'm kind of hoping that she kind of more talks about like her beginning years and how she like started out. She talks about like all of the different steps that she took to generate ideas for the tour. Like all of her dancers had a little bit of a backstory. So I'm very looking forward to the next few episodes so that I can get some more hints on her earlier stages in her musical career. But yeah,
That is so cool. Do you have another song you want to play?
No, but...
What? Don't you have a throwback? I promised people some throwbacks.
Oh, yes, I do. I do. Hold on.
Hold on. She's going to grab her guitar. We're going to hear... We got time for like one more song here. And then Madison Uphoff is actually coming up at 8 p.m. And Ethical Trade Co., James Ferret, co-founder, will be in here just after the 7 o'clock hour. And Paige has her guitar. What could you play for us?
I am going to play Playing Hard to Get, which is on my debut album, Blinded, which also won Country Song of the Year for the MAMA Awards in 2024.
Wow.
I totally forgot what year it was. Anyway, I have a song called 2025, and I don't even know what year it is.
Well, in 2026, you know, a little birdie talked in my ear, a little chirp, and said that the Whammies are coming to Madison this year. I don't even know if we can release
Exciting.
That yet, but if you're a Max Inc., you know, radio listener, you deserve it, right? Paige, let's check this out. This is...
Playing Hard to Get.
Playing Hard to Get. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. This is live.
And shouts. You act so cool 'cause you're on the team, but really you're just plain mean. Let's face it, have you ever talked to me since first grade? No, babe, you know what I want. me. I just you on the side of the road. But really, I brought you closer. Are you playing hard to get with me? Sure, I'll do the same thing, baby. Would you like to have a talk? Why you can't even talk when you're around me? I need you right here, right now. I also want to make you say, wow. Do you think you know who you are? Then go and drive away into your car. Let's face it, have you ever looked at someone the same way? No, babe. You know what I want from you. But do you know what you want from me? I just you on the side of the road. But really, I ran into your arms. Are you playing hard to get with me? Sure, I'll do the same thing, baby. Would you like to have?
Yeah, that is Paige Kleber. That was a special treat live right here on Max Inc. Radio. Paige, you are going to be playing December 20th in Verona at the Festival Foods Festive.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that. What is that?
So I'm going to be playing all holiday fun favorites at Festival Foods while shoppers shop around for their holiday treats.
They have like a little stage in there or what?
I'm not actually sure. I haven't ever played at Festival Foods before, so it's going to be a fun new experience.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then Cargo Coffee East is coming up in March, but there's not a whole lot of other shows besides that right now on the books.
No, but I have been writing some more music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see a new album coming from you or some new releases this coming year?
Who can tell?
That's all we get. We're like trying to milk out the last 45 seconds to find out like what's going to be happening in the future with Paige Kleber. And all we get is like you'll maybe find out some other time. All right, Paige. Well, thank you so much for coming in and playing
thank
for us tonight.
You.
And we get to hear your new song, Give Up and Cry. That's the new song. It's on release. Where can we find that? Spotify?
You can find that on all streaming platforms. YouTube, you can find the music video, or you can look at my website for more.
All right. That was Paige Kleber. We'll be playing her plenty in the future. Right now, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back on Max Inc. Radio.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.